hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Dominica for Dominica Dive Fest. Now, I am standing next to one of my favorite guys in the dive industry. I'm talking about Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. We're going to do some serious bonding over the next 10 days here or so for Dive Fest. Is that right, Jerry?
That's about right.
Yeah, and then we're going to do it again on August 21st for your birthday when Jerry and Neil Watson celebrate the birthday together. They share the same birthday. You're turning like 20 and he's like 50.
Well, Greg, I thought we had a confidentiality agreement on that. I think I need to call my attorneys because you were supposed to release only 30 years old.
Well, okay, all right, yeah, and you haven't been listening, right? You haven't been listening the last few weeks, have you?
I have been on the road, actually.
Good. I'm safe then. I don't have to worry about any lawyer phone calls then. but yeah, you know, you'll hear about that when we broadcast from Neil's house and Jerry's birthday on August 21st. But we are here in Dive Fest in Dominica Paradise right now. How you holding up there, my friend?
Absolutely. Total paradise, except we've got three mermaids sitting in stools at Fort Young Hotel here in Dominica, and I think they should be allowed to drink.
Yeah, they are definitely allowed to drink, but they're drinking water. They're being responsible, unlike you and me. I have a drink in my left hand. You have one in your right. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, dive industry protocol. Microphone in my right hand, drink in my left, and let's do the show kind of thing.
Well, I think it's my duty to try to do a little corruption here and buy the first round for the ladies, though.
Really? Well, okay, look, you got somebody who wants to buy you a round of drinks, ladies. Are you game, Alicia? This is new to you, so I'm just trying to be careful. Or, you know, this is not part of your hazing ceremony, but it could be, depending on how many drinks you have tonight.
But how can I refuse such a generous offer?
Okay, well, there you go. See, Alicia's first test, she passed because she said yes.
Oh, good.
All our mermaids are supposed to be easy. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Now, when they say yes, get an order as well.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Oh, yeah, yeah. What do you want to drink there? Well, we'll save that for off there. We'll keep that little piece of mystery about our mermaids and what they prefer, what beverage of choice other than water when they're, you know, off duty prefer here on Dominica. But it could be a Kabuli beer.
I think it should be, actually.
Yes. I wanted to say Kabuli one more time because we talked to the manager earlier at the press conference, Jerry. He said every time I mention Kabuli, I get a free case of Kabuli beer.
Well, you know, my problem is somebody once said Kubali to me, and now I can't remember if it's Kubali or Kabuli.
Okay, well, I don't think
they
care.
Kabuli.
They look at you and say, okay, here's a green bottle of our favorite juice on the island. Yeah, it's the beer of choice here in Dominica for sure. Really good stuff. Is that what you're drinking right now, by the way?
That is exactly what I'm drinking, and rarely do I get a chance to get the draft version. Usually it's the little green bottles, which are good because they're about 8 ounces and they stay cold till you finish them.
Right.
But it's nice to be able to have a full 12-ounce draft.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. Now, Dominica, I know this is one of your favorite places on the planet. I mean, and you've traveled all over, way, way more than I could ever even come close to. And it is because of Jerry Beatty of Dive Training Magazine that Dominica showed up on my radar because it was at your behest. They're like, Greg, you got to bring your crew down here. You got to come down here and see the nature island. It is one of your personal faves, isn't it?
Yes, I'm a little careful about talking about personal faves because so much good diving, so many places, and I love a lot of them. Dominica, though, is very special. It's Pacific in the Caribbean. It's big mountains, big waterfalls, totally different diving than you're going to get anywhere else. So it's one place that has to be on the destination map.
Absolutely. You know, that was a great description, Pacific and the Caribbean, because Dominica is probably the closest island I've ever come across that is very similar geographically, topside especially, to Fiji, where we just were for a couple weeks ago. And it is quite remarkable that this little, I mean, obviously it's not as big as Fiji. You got 200 islands or more there in that island chain in the Pacific. But it is very similar, volcanic, mountainous, rainforest, the works. How did that happen? Do we have any clue, or just that's just one of those little miracles here?
Well, actually,
in this part of the world?
Actually, Dominica sits on what's called the Ring of Fire, which is a fault line through the Caribbean. And Dominica is the most volcanic active place on the planet Earth. It has got no earthquakes going on, but yet it has more seismic activity than anywhere else. I actually had the Minister of Tourism a couple years ago at a party with me, and he said, "I hear you're going to Tahiti." I said, "Yes, I'm off to Tahiti next week." He said, "Please email me and tell me how Dominica stands to Tahiti." It was rather difficult to email him after going to Tahiti and Bora Bora to inform him that actually Dominica is probably more beautiful than those islands.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and that's what really sets it apart from a lot of the other islands in the Caribbean. All of them have their different, you know, attractions and charm. But Dominica topside, I don't think there's anything more beautiful on the planet. And maybe it's that volcanic activity that makes everything grow so lush and green and rainforest-like. But this is absolute paradise. And everything you see on the Travel Channel videos or whatever, where they're, you know, walking through the rainforest. And then when you get into these things in the side of the mountain where they have these natural hot springs and natural pools and things, man, that is unbelievable, don't you think?
Well, it's unbelievable, and even to me, more unbelievable is that it's still not on the radar for so many people. Dominica is a little difficult to get to. We openly admit that. But it is like being in Hawaii in 1850. There's not a lot of tourism development. There's good diving. There's a good diving infrastructure. But when you get into the other parts of the island, it is really basic, undeveloped, raw Dominica.
Yeah, it is. It is really a remarkable place. And you know, it's not that hard to get to, really. I mean, American flies into Dominica. You have to connect through San Juan. It's a little bit of a challenge. You have some weight restrictions and things like that. So it's not as easy as flying maybe to Cayman or someplace like that from the States. But it's not that hard to get here, really.
Well, if you're west of the Mississippi River, chances are you're going to overnight either in Miami or San Juan, either on the way down or the way back, usually not both. But regardless, it is a place that you will go home and go, whatever it took to get here, it was worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll come back. This is our third time here for Dive Fest and visiting the Nature Island. And I got to say, it's definitely one of my faves, for sure. And you know, it's not just the island. I mean, it's the people. I mean, just like you mentioned, you know, it's like a piece of the Pacific and the Caribbean. The people in Fiji are amazing. You get a little bit of that here with the people that live in Dominica, don't you think?
Yeah, no question about it. It's a totally relaxed culture, and it's different than any other culture in the Caribbean. One of the things about Dominica was when the Caribbean was being developed, nobody wanted Dominica. They wanted its water. They would sail their ships in, fill their water tanks, and go home. It was too rugged. It had too many places for the rather nasty Caribbean Indians to hide. So they'd come in, get their water, and be glad to leave alive. So it got totally untouched.
Yeah, and it is, and it's still like that today. I mean, they're very ecologically minded folks here, I think, and they protected their resources to a certain extent, and obviously the dive sites show that, and you know, and that's what Dive Fest, you know, tries to instill in the locals, is that you have this resource of the beautiful reefs and things, and not only can you work it, but we need to protect it for our, you know, the tourists that bring money to the island and help feed our families and whatever, right?
Well, actually, Dive Training Magazine became a sponsor of Dive Fest in 1997, and there was no tourism. One of the things that impressed us then, it impresses us now, is that 90% of all the industry people with jobs in diving are Dominicans. It is a completely homegrown industry. We love the way they bring in the children and do the snorkel classes, the Discover Diving. They offer up to 12 Dive Master scholarships for the people, so that the money from tourism is actually going back to the Dominicans themselves.
Yeah, it really is a family type of atmosphere in that regard, that they're protecting a little piece of their, you know, their homeland, but they're willing to share it with the world, and they want to share it with the world, and it's a very, you know, friendly atmosphere, very, and everybody speaks English. It's not like going to a third world country in that regard at all, so you feel very comfortable. So it's a really amazing place and unique spot here in the Caribbean. Now, topside, you know, we're going to get into some of the scuba diving in a little bit here on the show, but topside, that's what really sets this place apart with the volcanic activity, these springs, these water. I mean, how many waterfalls and little swimming hole areas that they have? I mean, it's like hundreds or something, isn't it?
Well, I get a little reluctant to actually put numbers on it, because if I do, nobody is going to believe what I'm going to tell them. Now, I'll give you a couple numbers that we know for a fact. They can go on Google Earth and prove it. There are 365 rivers on this island. Fresh water, clear water, some of them you can just drink right out of this river. 360, one river for every day. Because it's volcanic, it is estimated there are 5 waterfalls per river. Now, a waterfall is basically a fault line. And because it's a fault line, generally the hot mineral water coming from the volcanic activity comes up, and we'll put a hot tub right next to this freshwater, cool, clear waterfall pool. So nice. Nobody's going to believe that, right?
Yeah, it is. It's hard to believe until you go there. And Jerry, you know, he takes you to his personal swimming holes. If you're nice enough to him, get him liquored up enough, and say, hey, take me to one of your spots. And he's been nice enough to share that with our crew. But with 365 of them, I guess there's quite a few options there. And you can kind of stake your own little spot out if you kind of do a little digging on your own, huh?
Well, actually, Dominica is the only place in the world I have ever been. And I've been to a few. There are places you can go and do all of these things, but you can't do them in a day. But in Dominica, you can get up, get on the dive boat, do 2 dives. You can have lunch, and you can be in your own private waterfall, skinny dipping with your girlfriend by 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Very nice. Now, I don't know about the skinny dipping thing. That's kind of taboo for me. Well, God knows nobody wants to see that, whether it's private or not. But yeah, I guess it's nice to know that you have that option here.
Absolutely. It's an expression of what your options are and how private you can get. And you can literally do it from your dive spot in an hour.
It is amazing, and we're going to do that. We are, I mean, not the skinny dipping
thing.
Yeah, they'll kick us off this island in a heartbeat if they find out any of that nonsense is going on. But we are going to experience that. We're going to dive in the morning. We're going to go hit the hot pools and springs and rivers and things in the afternoon. It really is a remarkable amenity that they offer here during your surface interval here in Dominica. So you're going to hear all about that, and we're going to talk to some other folks that are in town this week. Enjoying the festivities of Dive Fest. So stick around. More coming up from Dominican Dive Fest on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Now, if I was as rich as the Aga Khan, I'd tell you what I would do. Buy every man, woman, and child on this planet a mask and a snorkel too. Then I'd lead that wild migration, destination Waimea Bay. Splash our way around the world. Life is just a water ballet. Come on, you beautiful swimmers. You know how to move. Let's glide across the water like a steel guitar. bring constant currents near and far.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now I'm with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. We've kind of huddled in with the Scuba Radio Mermaids because they couldn't really hear what me and Jerry were talking about on that last segment about these swimming holes, these private spaces that he has found on this on the nature island of Dominica, where he takes up his girlfriend and they... What do you do?
Well, Greg, it's that you can be very private. Within an hour of going from your dive boat, you can be in a place that is so luxuriously covered in rainforest topping with a waterfall falling down in this beautiful pool, possibly a hot tub next to it, and nobody's looking. So you do what you want.
So you just sit there and maybe have a Coke. How does that sound like a nice setting for you there, Amy?
It sounds great as long as I not expected to take off any clothes or anything.
What? No, I didn't say that.
What are you getting at? I'm just saying
Jerry's willing to take our crew to some of these spots, and I guess I'm trying to find out if that's okay with you guys.
That's fine, as long as there'll be no nudity.
No nudity at all.
We're certainly not expecting any nudity. I mean, that's silly talk.
It's kind of more of that thing like, are you willing to get into a hot tub after, you know other people have been in it?
Oh, I see how it is. Well, isn't it always flowing out new water?
Yeah, it's all fresh water, right? Bubbling up out of the springs.
Out of the ground, yeah. 100-degree water bubbling up.
Totally sanitized.
Oh, totally, yeah. I'm down.
Okay, all right.
We're trying to tell the listeners who, maybe in the honeymoon stage or in a romance stage, that they can come here with their lover and their future spouse or whatever. And the honeymoon market here is fabulous. Yeah. To be able to go on a dive boat, make a couple dives, and then romance your new bride in a crystal cool pool.
All right, right. Now, Amy, the librarian, do you hear where I'm going, coming from now, when he just said those last few statements?
I'm hearing the little hints there, yes, sounds good.
And we'll just leave it right at that?
I'll just leave it right there.
Okay. I didn't want to open up any doors, but I just maybe wanted to crack them open just a tad.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Maybe bring in a lucky fella down here sometime. I'm here to scope it out first, and maybe I'll return.
Yes, that it could be. It could be like one day when you guys get hitched when you're legal age. Like 20 years from now, right?
Right.
Yeah, you could bring your beau down here and have him do the whole honeymoon thing here.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I'll draw him out.
In the meantime, you have to suffer with like Jerry and me and single Scott. But
well, that's fine.
Yeah, we're just here as consultants.
At least we have our guides, so we know where to go to, when we come back next time. So.
Yeah. What do you think, Angela? This is your second time. Would you do your honeymoon here once you actually do this whole hitched kind of thing?
The question is, when will I get hitched? And then maybe I can figure out where I'm going to go. But yeah, I would love to come here. This is super romantic, honeymoon paradise here.
Well, let's see. Last time we went to Dominica, you had one proposal. Maybe after 10 days here in Dominica, you might have another.
I'm open.
Where's Woody?
Where is he?
Anything can happen here on the nature island.
No question.
It definitely is a very romantic place. And unfortunately, I got to hang out with Jerry Beatty and single Scott. But, what are you going to do?
Hey, I'm going to have to hang out with you.
Yes, exactly.
It's worked out before, actually.
Yeah, we've been okay.
I think we got a couple more trips. It's still in us, Greg.
We might have a few. I mean, even though it's as romantic as it is, and obviously I'd love to be here with my wife as opposed to, single Scott, Jerry. Okay, the mermaids, that's another issue. But, it is. You still can have fun and you enjoy the diving. But this is definitely, if you want to work that romantic side of your dive adventure, it doesn't get much better than Dominica. All right, DominicaDiveFest.com on the web. Check out all the details there. We got more coming up from the Red and White Party. Next, stay close.
Into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, along with Jerry Beatty. He's hanging with me here in Dominica for Dive Fest from Dive Training Magazine. Now, Jerry, we're here at the Red and White Party, the kickoff event for Dive Fest. And you've already bonded with some fellow divers, haven't you?
It was easy to do. They're from the Texan Dive Club, which is one of the oldest dive clubs in the country and one of the only ones sponsored by a company. Corporation, and these guys are famous. They really are. This whole dive club thing, I've heard about them since I got in the business.
And you're from Texas.
And I'm from Texas, so it was an easy bond. I heard the accent and what, you know, you say howdy and shoulda and coulda, and you go over and have to introduce yourself.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds good. And what's your name?
Jim Gillian.
Jim, and the club is called what?
Didn't hear you.
The club in Texas, what is the name of the club?
It's the Texans Dive Club.
Okay, well, that would make sense, yes. I think, for Texas.
It's an acronym spelled T-E-X-I-N-S for Texas Instruments.
Ah, yes. So the corporation kind of helps out the club, or everybody work for Texas?
The club just formed within Texas Instruments.
It's a fairly big corporation, so you have plenty of folks to pick from, I'm guessing.
Yes, so what?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, he's having trouble hearing me. That's okay. And your name is?
I'm Susie Hemming.
Susie, you're the, executive?
First Vice President.
First Vice President of the Dive Club. Okay, mm-hmm. So you guys have spent how much time here in Dominica so far?
We got here a week ago, so we've spent a week of diving and had a grand time.
Yeah. So this is your last night in the on the Nature Island?
Sadly, it is.
Sadly. Okay, so you're going to blow it out here, and you just happened to stumble into the Red and White Party, I'm guessing. Is that right?
That's right. Very much so.
Yeah. So how has the diving been? Because we just got here. We're getting ready to spend 10 days here on the island, and we're going to cover it on our show here for everybody listening. But what have you seen the last few days here in Dominica?
We've seen just a little bit of everything from electric...
Electric eels.
Electric rays.
Electric rays, really? Did you get shocked or something or what?
Nope. No, I didn't get that close to it. Just close enough to get a photo.
But you knew it was electric. That's what matters, right?
Somebody
okay.
Did.
Somebody knew it was like, don't touch it for Christ's sake. You'll get shocked. All right, hold on. We got to take a break. We'll talk more with these folks from Texas. Kind of get a little preview of what we're going to experience over the next few days here in Dominica.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with bronze like
all right, we are at Dominica Dive Fest. I'm hanging out with the Texan Dive Club. Now, you guys have been here for how many years, or been in existence for how many years?
The dive club's been in existence since 1958.
So 58. That's a while.
That's a while, long time.
Yes. Yeah, a little over 50 years.
A little before me.
A little before, of course. I was going to peg you at about 25. Thank you. Okay, just say you're welcome. And, like, you know, whatever. But that's fine. So your website for the dive club, if people want to check out the dive club for the Texan divers, right?
Texans Dive Club is at texansdiveclub.com.
All right, so some of the stuff you've seen this week has been like electric eels, evidently. And I didn't see this last couple of years, so you guys just came across some eels and the guy said, hey, those are electric, don't touch them, or what?
Those were seen right at the end of the dive when we were getting ready to come up.
Now, what makes an electric eel different from a regular eel? Do you have any idea how do you know that it's an electric eel?
I guess somebody tried to touch it at one time.
Okay, all right, fair enough. He's like, don't do it, whatever. So now you know.
One of the things that we've seen, I mean, we have seen so many seahorses. That's incredible, I think, to see as many seahorses as we've seen.
How many have you seen in a week's time?
I think we saw 10 this trip.
Really? That is impressive.
Yeah, several seahorses.
Yeah, they say seahorses are like kind of the canaries in the mine. They're the first things to go. So if you see seahorses, I mean, the reef is very healthy. Is that what you felt, that the reef was pretty prolific when you guys were diving this week?
It's very healthy. I mean, you just see so much life. I mean, it was beautiful. It was awesome diving.
Now, I would imagine with the Texan Dive Club, you guys have been around the block a few times as far as organizing different trips to different places. So first time that you've been here, and you said that was one of the members had been here back in what time? What, 94 or something?
Yeah, something like that in the 90s.
Yeah. So after being here for a week, what do you think? Will you be back?
Oh, yes. At some time in the future, we'll all be back again, hopefully.
Yeah. So do you guys travel all over the Pacific, Caribbean, Mexico, the works, or what?
Yes, we have members who have traveled around in Egypt, in the South Pacific, all over the Caribbean. So pretty much the world.
What about specific encounters? Is there something that you were looking for when you came to Dominica that you wanted to experience? Or was it kind of like the whole package? You heard about some of the topside stuff, like the waterfalls. Is that what drew you to Dominica, or what?
I think what drew us here is a couple of people have wanted to come here. And because there's more than diving here, too. Because we've spent time, we just got back today from an all-day tour exploring the Indian River and the fort. And so there's a lot more to do here besides just diving, but the diving is incredible.
Yeah, did you do some of the swimming hole areas and some of the hot springs, the natural place? Did you go to one of those hot tub places or whatever?
We went to Tetu Gorge, which was a hoot because we got in the water and you can swim up through the rocks. And
well, they did
great.
Part of the Pirates of the Caribbean there,
yeah,
did you know that?
They did.
Yeah, so did you like that?
Oh, yeah.
That was good stuff. Yeah, matter of fact, I'm taking our Scuba Radio Mermaids. By the way, this is part of our marketing team. You could be one of those.
Oh, there you go.
Would you like to be?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. She said yes. That's all it takes, usually. So what about your highlight of Dominica? What happened this week that really stood out, other than the electric eels, obviously, caught your attention? Was there something else here in the last 7 days you've been on the island that you thought, ooh, that was cool? Like, are you an underwater photographer or what?
Yes, I do underwater photography. Got into that shortly after scuba diving because there's so much to see down there. So,
now, are you a techie because you work at Texas Instruments? And no.
Not a real
that's techie. Just stereotype that you want to smack me, don't you? I don't blame you. Hey, you wouldn't be the first. Trust me.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's VGMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Hello, my name is Tammy from Diver Magazine in Japan. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world first radio show devoted to diving.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master at Dominica Dive Fest. Now, we fast forward a few, I'd say about an hour, and there may have been a cocktail or two, so keep that in mind for this particular segment of the show from Dominica Dive Fest. Now, I'm standing here, you know, next to our buddy Jerry Beatty. He's been nice enough to hang around and introduce me to some of his Texan diving friends. And now we've been joined by Simon Walsh, but also a very close friend of yours and of Scuba Radio. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, a lot of people are looking back on this event because of Derek from Dive Dominica, right? Right there, Derek?
Well, there's no question the whole country is looking at that. But this is not a man that's a friend. He is family. And he is doing a wonderful, wonderful job here in Dominica. And Daniel has got so much stuff going on that's all about Daniel. So Daniel's got a lot of things happening. The system is running well for him. And I'll just let Daniel speak for himself.
Daniel, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very good. How are you doing?
Yeah. How's Dive Dominica doing here down in the on the Nature Island?
We're doing pretty good. We had a bunch of three groups of divers this week. Two groups of the Fort Young Hotel, one group by us, the Cast Comfort Hotel. We had a group of divers. They were into very small stuff. They all came out with their magnifying glasses. And they were here for like 3 weeks diving, about six of them.
Nice. Yeah, I saw your dive boat pull up to the Fort Young here when I was hanging out in the infinity pool at the hotel. So I'm anxious to get on the boat and experience some of the diving you guys offer. What have the conditions been like lately?
Well, the last 2 weeks there was a little algae blooming, to be honest with you. But today it was looking pretty clear today.
Pretty like clear. Good for mermaids?
Perfect.
All right. But it's always good for mermaids, right?
Yeah, in Dominica, always.
Always, always. All right. Well, Daniel, we're going to talk to you some more here throughout, next week on the big show, because we're going to do some diving with Dive Dominica and some of the other operators here as part of the Dominican Water Sports Association. So I look forward to it. And obviously, you know, our heart goes out to you and your family with your dad and stuff. And I know Dive Fest, a big tribute to his legacy. And I'm sure you're very proud of that, right?
Yes, I am. Very proud. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Absolutely, as you should be. Daniel from Dive Dominica. Now, Simon Walsh, he is the president of the Water Sports Association, keeping this thing under wraps, or I don't know, not really under wraps. You're trying to promote the diving you have here on the Nature Island, right?
Yeah, we want to go public with this, Greg. We want to tell the world about Dominica.
And Simon,
keeping it under wraps.
No, not at all. And you know, he works it, because the name of his dive operation is Nature Island Divers, because they call this the Nature Island because it is so tropical, so rainforest-like. So a way to just reconnect with nature in ways that you just can't do at other destinations on the planet. And I know that's what drew you to this place in the first place, right? Originally, you're from where, Simon?
Originally, I'm from England, a long, long time ago. ago. But between Dominica and England, I lived in all sorts of different places. But now I'm in Dominica. I found home. This is it. No one's going to get me out of Dominica now. I love it.
And I remember us having this conversation probably last year or the year before at Dive Fest, where when you were trying to figure out where you wanted to set up a little dive operation, you were conflicted a little bit. Like, you know, you're kind of drifting towards Fiji, where we just came from, and you ended up here in Dominica because they are fairly similar, like we mentioned earlier in the show, right?
Yeah, they are very similar. I mean, beautiful nature, fantastic people. Great, fantastic diving. You put that package together and it's hard to beat, you know. So Dominica is really unique. As you said, we're the nature island, and we all always sort of refer to ourselves as the nature island of the Caribbean, and our minister now is saying, no, we're the nature island of the world, you know. It is a little gem in the Caribbean. It doesn't really have that, what the other island, it doesn't have the beaches and the sun and the sand and the mass tourism. It's about nature, it's about diving, it's about spas and waterfalls and mermaids. And did I mention mermaids?
You don't have to on our show.
Exactly. So, I mean, here we are, it's Dive Fest. You're going to get to see great diving once again. But, Greg, one of the things I want to do this year is get you and the mermaids to some new topside activities, because it's not just one waterfall or one. We have so many things to do. We talked a little bit about canyoning and, you know, that kind of stuff. So we're
which is basically rappelling down a waterfall, right?
Exactly. And down a series of waterfalls going into areas that you can't normally reach, you know. There's another place we're thinking of taking you to where the waterfall drops, comes about 100 feet down the cliff and lands on a black sand beach. And
nice.
You kind of climb down a rope and you go onto the beach. Absolutely gorgeous. There probably won't be anybody else there. So, you know, we're going to get you to see some more exciting topside this year.
Yeah, well, you know, seeing Simon, when you see him face-to-face, you can see how passionate he is about the place where he lives and he operates his dive center. And obviously we feed off of that, and I'm excited. I mean, this is my third time to the island. We're here for the entire Dive Fest event this year, the entire 10 days, plus one, I think, actually. We came a day early for the press conference and the whole works. Brought our mermaids in tow. I know they're excited, but I am. I mean, even though this is my third time to the island, like you said, I've just scratched the surface of what you have available here in Dominica, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And our mermaids brought down by Swiss Army Victorinox Jewelers International. So we got Angela, who was here last year, right?
Yeah.
And so she's seen some stuff, but she's going to see new stuff again. You're going to see new stuff. We'll try and get you to some new dive sites as well, because, you know, there's a lot of depth in Dominica. It's not just one or two sites. We got 20 sites in the south, 20 in the north, 20 in the middle. So as you know, we put you on the Dive Fest bus and up and down the country. And so, yeah, it's going to be great. This is just the first day. So far, it's been nothing but drinking and
just socializing, and getting socially lubricated for the week.
Socializing, that's the word I was
looking for. Yes, exactly. Yeah. But that's part of it, you know, just bringing together your friends. I mean, being that this is the third time for Dive Fest for us, it's a great opportunity for me just to reconnect with our friends like you. And Woody's wandering around. Where the hell is Woody at?
Yeah, Woody's around. Where is he?
Woody is like our guy on the island. He just basically, you know, he's like our chaperone or he keeps us out of trouble, more or less, right?
Out of trouble?
No. Okay, maybe he had kind of, well, let's say we bonded. Let's leave it at that.
And Woody has his business off the beaten trail. So, you know, that kind of emphasizes there's a lot of main tourist sites here, but there's a lot of places you don't normally see, and that's kind of the thing Woody specializes in. So
he knows where all the great hot tub places are, springs, the whole thing, watering holes. Just like Jerry has his little spots, Woody lives here all the time, so he knows where to go and where to take the Scuba Radio mermaids. He has a few special spots he wants to show us here. You know what I'm saying, Simon?
Okay, yeah, exactly. So I'm looking forward to that day off where we're going to go out and see some of the topside action. And
tomorrow's fun, too.
Tomorrow by the swimming pool with all the kids.
It's going to be all good.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend.
It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Could you stay like that?
I don't know.
Oh, get the picture.
Sandy's a girl?
I don't know if Sandy's a girl, but Alicia, Amy, and Angela, the AAA mermaid team here that we brought to Dominica, are not guys for sure. They're definitely a girl. I have no absolute proof, but I'm telling you, they could. They're representing the female population, especially in the mermaid world, quite well. Now, Simon from the Dominican Water Sports Association is with us. And Simon, I know the mermaids are quite popular here in Dominica. It's everywhere we take them. But and they, you know, they're almost treated like rock stars. What's up with that? They don't care about me anymore, do they?
No. It's a thrill. I mean, people are really excited to see the mermaids again. And what's fun is the event we have going on here at the Fort Young Hotel is a red and white night. And it was great that I told you about the red and white night and the mermaids and their red tails. And it's been really fun because even though it's kind of a nighttime party, we started off early and a lot of kids came in to get food and stuff like that. And it was great to see the mermaids interacting with the kids. So, you know, we gotta thank Scuba Radio U for sort of having the whole concept of the mermaids and spreading the word about Dominica. But
no worries.
Also having Jewelers International, Swiss Army Victorinox, who sponsor the mermaids to come down every year.
Yeah, and we got to give a shout-out to Ivor and Nancy. They're great hosts.
Yeah, exactly.
From that fine organization of Jewelers International and Victoria Equinox. Great folks. They're Swiss Army, right?
And yeah, Swiss Army Victorinox. And so, and tomorrow night we have the cocktail party where, you know, they've invited the entire dive sector. So you're going to see everybody there tonight, tomorrow night, that is. And it's a really, really fun event. Right in the Jewelers International store, Swiss Army Victorinox are giving stuff away. And, you know, tonight we got Kabuli. And you know about Kabuli, Greg.
I know about Kabuli. Every time I say Kabuli, I get a free case of beer. Kabuli, 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 Kabuli. All right, we're set. I think we're set for the entire year now at this point.
Actually, Greg, I'm not sure I'm supposed to say this on the radio, but the manager was at the press conference today, and he said exactly that.
I've already said it many times.
You're going to get
it. He has no idea what the hell he's getting himself into, does he? I'm going to put him out of business.
I tried to warn him subtly that you're an expert in Kabuli consumption, you know?
That's
between
right.
You and the mermaids and Scott, look out. You're in trouble.
Yeah, look out. It's going to put a dent in his little business plan.
But they're great, Greg, because they've been on board for 17 years. We've been running Dive Fest 17 years, and they've been with us for 17 years. And, you know, sponsors like that are absolutely critical. And to have Fort Young behind you and all the sponsors that we have, I mean, you couldn't do this without them. So.
Absolutely. And you go to DominicaDiveFest.com, get all the details right there, and plan your adventure for next year, or if not sooner. You know, they got all the connection, all the dive operations there as far as the Dominican Water Sports Association. Woody's here. Woody, you ready to take us on tour for next week?
Hey, Woody's back with the
Woody's back.
Scuba Radio again, once again, for another year, and it's great to have you guys back.
All right, well, next week, you're going to hear our entire adventure hosted by Woody, or he's going to be our guide, so make sure you join us for that. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good night, everybody!
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.